live in. You can bring up anything you want. Live Labor Day edition of the program. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website as well. You'll enjoy the features on the site completely free at freetalklive.com. We invite you there. Enjoy. Grab as many archives as you want. Interact on the bulletin board system. Create the content for the website itself by submitting show prep and voting on it. You can do it all for free over at freetalklive.com. And that's kind of what we've been talking about tonight. Not our website as much as the idea of the freemium model of content distribution, giving movies and music and software and things like that away. And then collecting on the back end. And, you know, mentioning software, the software developers, they had it right years ago. Freeware and shareware were two concepts that were around long before the Internet ever existed. Did you ever call bulletin board systems back in the day?
Yeah. That's how I got started with my one of the first things I did when I bought a computer was get on a BBS.
That's how I became addicted to computers was BBSing as a young teenager in Florida. And BBS was kind of the prequel, if you will, to the Internet. It was more of a localized version. You actually had to use modems that, you know, those things that make noises when you connect. The kids these days probably don't know what I'm talking about.
But I had to run a phone cord from the jack in my mom's bedroom out around the edge of the bedroom and through the hallway into my bedroom.
Oh, you had your own
hall.
Bedroom that you could...
Yeah, and nice. And then I plug it into my computer in my bedroom so that I could call in and onto the BBS.
I think I bought
a little splitter and all that, so I could do all that.
I had to do all my BBSing in the family room where
I started off with a 2400 baud modem.
Yep, that's where I started as well. But it was good stuff, though. It was like you could connect, and some BBSs were one line, so if you'd call and somebody was on already, you'd get a busy signal, and you'd have to wait till later and then call in and get on. And
I was on a fancy one that had two lines.
And some of them even had more than that. There was one in Sarasota called the Courts of Wisdom, which is, you know, the best one in town. It actually had, I think, three lines, and there were terminals at the guy's house. And he would always have, like, these BBS parties or whatever. So people would be at his house at all times of the day and the night, sitting on computers, chatting on this BBS. So he had like three or four or five lines, and then was like five terminals. So ultimately, there was 10 possible users on this system.
And this is how geeks develop social skills.
Yeah. I never got to go to one of the BBS parties because I was too young for that, and I doubt my parents would ever have allowed me to do something like that, but I heard they were quite interesting.
I was on one of my first ever was a gay BBS called The Meat Factory.
Did you ever meet up with any of them?
Yeah, and it was M-E-E-T,
yes.
The Meat Factory, and he would about once a month they would have like a meeting at a local restaurant or something in Atlanta, and I went to some of those. Actually, I ended up meeting my first boyfriend.
How about that?
At a party for one of these. I'd never actually talked to him online, but.
But my point was that these BBSs, you could post files, you could post messages, you could even play games, and people could get on and they could interact with one another in very primitive, pre-internet ways. But they had file distribution back then. I remember back when Wolfenstein came out. This was, you know, the prequel to Doom, basically, the 3D shooter genre, what they now call first-person shooters. Wolfenstein 3D came out. It was available through BBS distribution. It was available through shareware. So they would distribute a version of the game that was kind of cut down. It only had, you know, 7 of the 14 levels or whatever, or 9 of the 30 levels or something like that. But it was a full playable 9 levels. And, you know, here you go. Have a free game. If you like it, pay the $9 or $20 or $50 or whatever it cost back then. And then you get the full thing on a CD that they'll ship to you. So, you know, they had this distribution model out long before the internet even came around. And Michael W. Dean is here with us, and he's a filmmaker who is somebody who I presume you support the freemium model of distribution.
No, I'm suing all of you for even mentioning my films on the air.
Were you a BBSer back in the day, Michael Dean?
No, I got on the internet at the San Francisco Public Library using Fetch or Perch or no Gopher in like 91, but I didn't really come into it till I had it at home in 96 on dial up on a Windows 3.1 machine.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know.
So I can't relate to you on that point then. Moving on.
I was reading about all this stuff in PC World magazine. Sorry, Michael. Everybody else is giving their story. I was reading about all this stuff in PC World magazine in prison.
In jail.
Go ahead.
In jail. Well, the one thing, you know, the idea of intellectual property was like the last bastion of me giving up clinging to minarchy before going to full-on anarchist, because I'm a content creator and I've made my living at it for like 10 years. You know, it's kind of like how old people want to strip the government to the bone except for Social Security. It's like the one thing that affects them. But I finally gave it up, and I'm not making any less money. I'm actually making more money, and I'm giving stuff away as well as selling it, which is a good model, and then doing stuff on the side like, you know, voiceover work and doing a little bit of WordPress design and things like that. And I think it could totally get by. Also, there's, you know, if you want to get an idea out, any kind of copyright is going to work against it. You know, there was this, I heard some YouTube the other day of, it was someone's radio show from like 12, 14 years ago. It was supposed to be some anarchist radio, early proto-anarchist radio show on shortwave. And the first thing on it was like, this is copyrighted. Do not distribute without express permission. And I'm like, you're trying to spread an idea and putting that on there?
Ridiculous.
So, yeah, by the way, yeah. Anarchists are people, usually from Europe, that wear black and throw Molotov cocktails.
Well, and that's the thing about it, is when you watch a movie and the first thing you see is a threat.
Yeah.
And it just reminds me, I'm driving down the road, and the way they're trying to control the speed limit is with signs one after another saying, you could be, smile, you could be on radar, you might get to meet our judge. You know, that it's sort of humorous, and yet it's a threat. It's a veiled threat saying,
yeah,
we're
like,
going to,
you know,
get you if you do
this. You're sitting there with your loved one, you got your bowl of popcorn, you're ready for some entertainment, and the FBI is pointing a gun at you in your living room, basically, and Interpol, too.
Michael, thanks for sharing tonight, man. Any other observations on the new version of distributing things over the Internet?
I don't know. I was going to say, I actually came up with something like Creative Commons before Creative Commons, or at the same time in 1991.
You should have copyrighted it.
my first DVD came out. It was called it's a movie called DIY or Die, How to Survive as an Independent Artist, and I put it out. It was called DIY or Die, Burn This DVD. And in the notes on the DVD, I said, you know, anyone's free to make 10 copies of this and sell them for $1 each and or whatever it costs you to make them.
Yeah.
And anybody who gets one of those has that license, too. It was not quite Creative Commons, but it was in that direction.
Nice. Hey, one more thing. You said you've got a couple movies on Netflix. What of your library are there?
Hubert Selby Jr., It'll Be Better Tomorrow, which is a documentary about the writer Hubert Selby Jr., who wrote Requiem for a Dream and Last Exit to Brooklyn, and it's narrated by Robert Downey Jr., and DIY or Die, How to Survive as an Independent Artist. It's gotten a lot harder to get stuff on there. Those were gotten on there by my distributor. There are services where people will try to get you on there for about $2,000. I'd really recommend not using those. It's a scam or something like a scam.
Yes. Very good.
We will try to do it.
Thank
Give
you.
Us $2,000.
Thanks, yeah. Michael, for the call tonight. I appreciate this. Michael from GunsAndWeed.com, which is a great film. Good documentary. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. Dale, did you want to share more of the fathead guy and his excoriation of his fans for posting his work, Fathead, the documentary film, on YouTube?
Well, let's here's how he closes his insults out. He says, the last thing I need after paying interest on much of the production costs for 2 years is for a bunch of bozos to give Fathead away for free online. If you want to see
now,
the film.
Now, is he actually using the word bozo, or are you inserting that word instead of something
else? No, he's using bozo. He's keeping it clean.
Gotcha.
If you want to see the film, buy a DVD or watch it on Hulu. By the way, he's suggesting people buy the DVD directly from him.
Mm-hmm.
If you continue to buy it from the distributors, like Amazon,
nothing.
He won't get a penny.
Gotcha.
I do encourage people, if you're going to buy it, to do it from him and try to support him in some way.
You know, but I mean, some people, it's, you know, buy the DVD. I don't want your DVD. If I just want to see the movie, I just want to see the movie.
Yeah.
I don't want to
go to Hulu.
I got you. But, you know, I only want a DVD if I want to pop it in and watch it over and over again. So, I mean, you know, the DVD says that I've got to pay the processing fees to the credit card company. Somebody's got to put that thing in a truck. There's plastic, there's paper, all these things that go into it. I want to watch a movie.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Live Labor Day edition. You don't have to talk about intellectual property, though, to get on the air. You can bring up anything you want. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here live. Labor Day edition of the program. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got a lot of them. The bulletin board system is one of those things. BBS.freetalklive.com. That's BBS.freetalklive.com.
Also, if you're an outdoors enthusiast and you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear, you can get the name brands at the lowest prices at manventureoutpost.com. Everybody wants to name brands because, well, you know that you're getting something quality. You want the low price because everybody wants the best price that they can get. Man Venture Outpost consistently will provide you with that. Do your own comparison shopping at manventureoutpost.com. I have, and every time I found that manventureoutpost.com is less costly than their competitors. They've got knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com.
All right, so we'll continue here. You can bring up anything you want. And since we've been kind of talking about things that are new, in that we've been talking about new methods of distribution of software and movies and music and sort of the freemium model of distribution and not trying to sue your fans or threaten them or intimidate them and actually encouraging them to spread your product around. Mark, you have a story that's kind of about something new that is Bitcoin, and apparently you need to beware.
Yeah, last week, or I think it's the week before, there was some real volatility in the Bitcoin marketplace. Bitcoin basically
went... It was a couple weeks ago because it was right before we went to BitInstance offices.
That's right. Bitcoin went from like $15 to $7.50 inside of 2 days. And, you know, there's always a certain level of volatility with Bitcoin. It's a real free market. And people would like to believe the free markets are, based on logic and, all these, good principles. When in fact, it's fear and emotion that drives markets. that's what's going on with Bitcoins and everything else out there. But I guess I wanted to explain this to some extent. And there's an article from RT.com that does so. And going on here, so the decentralized digital Bitcoin currency has caught the attention of people around the globe who are unhappy with how national bank mismanagement is impacting the world economy. It has also apparently caught the eye of a very clever schemer.
Hmm.
Now, by the way, if I were to read every article that came out on Bitcoins, and I am a fan and I read every article that comes out on Bitcoins, the show would be about nothing but Bitcoins. But
I'm here to check you.
Yeah, this is an important one. So an invite-only online hedge fund that promised lucrative returns for investors called the Bitcoin Savings and Trust is now shut down.
Hmm.
And with it have disappeared the service administrator, a user known in the digital currency community as Pirate at 40, as well as millions of dollars worth of the crypto cash, currently valued at around $11 USD per coin. And these coins are digital coins, so they aren't actually coins. But, so the situation here is there's a hedge fund out there run by a guy named, who calls himself a pirate, and
hint,
who offers 6% return on your money per week.
Per week?
Per week. I mean, I too good to be true?
That sounds pretty awesome.
Pirate at 40.
But it always pans out for the beginning participants.
That's a Ponzi scheme, yes.
Yeah.
This is claiming to be a hedge fund, but what are they hedging against?
Well, you know, with this, and that they're saying this is a Ponzi scheme, right?
And the title of the article, yes.
Right, but they called it a hedge fund because advertising it as a Ponzi scheme probably wouldn't get you very far as far as potential investors. Now, there's always noobs in the marketplace, especially younger people who wouldn't necessarily know what a Ponzi scheme is, but they do know how to use Google, and they probably could look up something like that.
And there are legitimate stock offerings in the Bitcoin world. There's a, I can't remember what the name of the stock, the stock site is off the top of my head, but I went over there and I bought some shares in a friend's company that he was offering shares in. You know, maybe it'll turn into something, maybe it won't. To me, it was just kind of, I'm interested in this company, and I'm, you know, I'm the kind of sort of lackadaisical investor that the companies look for. But I, you know, I wanted to own a piece of this company because I liked it. It's called SatoshiDice.com. And you know, I mean, so there are legitimate ways to invest with Bitcoins. There certainly are. And that's the arena that this Ponzi schemer was operating in. Pirate at 40 claimed that the Bitcoin Savings and Trust had collected from investors roughly 500,000 worth of the currency. That's 500,000 Bitcoins.
So $5 million.
Or around 5.49 million in US dollars, but not before disappearing off the face of the web. The virtual hedge fund went offline this month, following Pirate at 40's announcement that the site would be shutting down soon, but the investors had their own Bitcoins tied up at the BS&T say that they think that the e-bankster in charge has bolted with their money. When Pirate at 40 first announced the service would be shutting down, the administrator said the decision was based on the general size and overall time required to manage the transactions, adding, as the fund grew, there were larger and larger coin movements, which put a strain on my reserve accounts and ultimately caused delays on the withdrawals and the inability to fund orders within my own system. Meaning so, that people were drawing their money out, you know, a Ponzi scheme, when people are putting money in, then you pay out 6% a week to, and you, that's not, it doesn't have to be 6% a week to be a Ponzi scheme, but you're paying out whatever you're paying out, then, you know, the as long as people are putting money in, you're fine.
Right.
Because you're, you know, you're stealing the money from the inside, and you know, then you're paying out some other people to make your Ponzi scheme look good, so other people get involved, and then they get some payouts, and then on it goes until at some point or another, the pressure to on the withdrawals is just greater than the deposits will allow. And I don't know where this guy's doing with the bitcoins, but you know, it's a potentially anonymous digital currency, meaning those coins are gone.
Yeah, as soon as you turn them over to him, then it was a total crapshoot as to whether or not you saw any of it again.
Yeah, and that's the long and the short of it. Now, the interesting thing about bitcoins is that people have been kind of, you know, saying, oh, you know, bitcoins are, it's going to be a disaster for bitcoins. Why would it be a disaster for bitcoins? I mean, if somebody has a Ponzi scheme in dollars, no
one
says,
of scams for dollars.
Right. No one says that it's a bad thing. To me, it says that bitcoins are worth something, though, so it adds credibility to bitcoins, not taking it away.
It sounds to me like it's there's a lack of a failure of due diligence to possibly get a contract with a certain person. You know, it's like if you're paying someone in cash. If I pay someone in cash, I make sure I get a receipt. If I pay my doctor in cash, for instance, I go get an allergy shot, give him cash, I get a receipt. If they say, no, you didn't pay your bill last month. Here you go. Here's my receipt. Yes, I did.
Right.
So, that, and it's the same idea if you have a if you invest with bitcoins, which is sort of like what happened, I guess.
It's
a bit like investing with bitcoins. It's like you're investing with cash.
Right.
And make sure you've got your dots, your I's dotted and your T's crossed. Do your due diligence to make sure that your investment is protected as best you can.
Well, right. I mean,
an investment is risky anyway, but
right. Well, part of that due diligence is knowing who you're dealing with, ideally,
yeah.
Right? Because you can get a receipt that they took your bitcoins.
Right, right.
You're going to get your bitcoins back if they decide to abscond, and that's essentially what happened here.
Yes. Yeah. There's lots of schemers out there who will be happy to give you a receipt for money that you put into their Ponzi scheme. You know,
right?
Just
right.
Appear on you.
So, and you know, one of the things that the Ponzi scheme has going for it is that it does appear to work in the beginning, and so there's always somebody who'll be, you know, willing to give a testimonial. Oh, yeah, I got 6% this week. Man, this is great. Come on in. The water's fine.
And it was for them.
Yeah. 855-453. Right. And they may be telling the truth. They may not be in on the scam at all. They may actually believe that this is working. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, and those features include news updates. You can get signed up to receive emailed updates, or you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Now, if you're doing the Twitter or Facebook thing, you're going to get more than you get through the email. The email is a good way to kind of get the news about the show. Twitter and Facebook, you'll get the news, plus you'll get the granular during-the-show updates, questions we might ask, show prep that we might post, observations, and even sometimes when we're not doing the show, like when we were speaking of BitInstant.com, we were taking a trip out there, we actually did some updates from on the road as well, so you never know what you're going to see over at the Twitter and Facebook pages. You can get to all of it by going to news.freetalklive.com, and like everything else on our site, it's free. That's news.freetalklive.com.
I listen to a lot of audio content, whether it's on the radio, audiobooks, podcasts, and you know, different streams and things like that. And here's a podcast that I want to recommend to you that I enjoy. It's called VerbalSurgery.com. And the guy who does it, Tim Cummins, he's got a way of kind of getting inside of your head and making you feel better. Not a lot of podcasts out there are going to affect you on an emotional level. Lots of them can entertain you. Lots of them can give you information. But not many can affect your emotions the way that Verbal Surgery can. This is something that I want to share with my listeners. Tim's a great guy, and I've been talking to him for years. He's getting lots and lots of listens on his podcast. It's verbalsurgery.com. I think you'll be happy that you did. Verbalsurgery.com.
We're talking about the Ponzi scheme, or at least there might be more than one Ponzi scheme, but this is a big one that has taken people for over $5 million, over 500,000 bitcoins. We're invested in this scheme.
It's an incredible number.
And the guy running it, named Pirate at 40,
is his online name. He has apparently absconded with millions of dollars worth of people's hard-earned bitcoins. And people hopefully learned a lesson from this.
I think that one of the problems is that their bitcoins weren't actually hard-earned. That a lot of people have bitcoins from sort of the early on when bitcoins were worth 10 or 20 cents a piece. Hmm. And these people don't have the same value for people that have paid $10 for a bitcoin.
I don't know about that, Mark. I mean, we know that there are people out there who, you know, when they're presented with something that they think is a good investment, which is what they believed about this, that they were going to get 6% per week interest, some people might have gone ahead and liquidated all of their cash and turned them into bitcoins.
Could have.
With the expectation of going and, you know, making 6% a week.
There's certainly
fools
out there. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, I'm speculating. I said I think when I, you know, when I first said that. And I think that a lot of people, you know, just didn't know what to do with their bitcoins. They really just, you know, they had some. They don't know what to do with them. This guy was offering 6% a week. And that should have been the first indication. But, you know, if it wasn't, it wasn't. Here's more quotes from what this pirate of 40 was saying. He says,
this is his excuse for shutting down.
Basically, on the 14th, I made a final attempt to relieve the pressure off the system by reducing the rates I offered for deposits. Pirate of 40 wrote in the post to the Bitcoin Talk forum, edited on August the 17th, so it's getting a little dated here. In a perfect world, this would have allowed me to hold on to coins in reserve outside the system, but instead, it only exponentially increased the amount of withdrawals overnight, causing a mass panic from many of my lenders. So Pirate added that the process of paying...
That all just sounds like gobbledygook to me.
It's you know, what he's saying is that he was, you know, he had a system of providing 6% a week, so he's dropping it down to 3% a week, which still would have been a very impressive return on an investment if this had been an investment and not a Ponzi scheme. And, you know, what he was trying to do was change up his system, and that wasn't working, so...
So instead he just pulled the whole thing down.
Yeah, just pulled the whole thing down. So there you go. A pirate added that the process of paying out his investors would be finished within a week, but 10 days later, the service's clients claimed that they had been duped. Investors have been so persistent for answers regarding the whereabouts of their money that Pirate has put on his online away message to read, "When I know, you will," and has disappeared from the chat room that set up the answer inquiries. You now have a very limited amount of time till the phone starts ringing. You may be hiding, but others, this is a quote here, but others are not so well hid, one user writes in the forum. Do you really want to see how this plays out? As of right now, I have about 2,500 reasons to chase you down. Please don't give me any more. So it sounds like a real threat.
Well, he's taking their money.
Yep, this is $5 million. Imagine how upset you'd be if he took some portion, you know, some portion of your investment.
Well, now, look, Mark, you and I, we'd gotten scammed.
But it's a different story. I mean, you know.
It is a different story. But what was the site? MyBitcoin.com or something?
It was an online bank offering the services, that, you know, basically just security for your bitcoins.
I pulled my bitcoins from that because I didn't feel very good about it before that happened.
Oh, yeah. Man, that must feel great.
You must feel smart.
It wasn't a lot of bitcoins.
Yeah.
But it was a lot that we had either, really.
You know, I think I had something like 80 bitcoin back then. It wasn't worth as much then as they were today, but it was still, you know, a couple hundred bucks worth, basically. And what ended up happening was the site went down, and the dude had disappeared. The guy that was running the site had disappeared, but the people in the Bitcoin forums were starting to talk about using their Bitcoin to hire a hitman to go after him. And all of a sudden, the dude showed back up, and he's like, "Whoa, hey, look, I found all the bitcoins. Well, I found half of them. Here you go. Have 47% of your bitcoins 49. Back."
Well, maybe 49%. That inspired. Maybe that was the. I was gonna say maybe that is what's inspired the sort of threats this guy's receiving now. Hey, this worked in the past with my Bitcoin. Maybe
With Bitcoin,
terrify this guy into
are a potentially anonymous digital currency. People really could pay a hitman to do it. Also, there was
with Bitcoins.
With Bitcoins, I mean, it could really be done, and it wouldn't be very. It wouldn't be traceable. So. You know, Bitcoins have this aspect to them.
But the problem is, this guy, if he did it right, is going to be nigh impossible.
Agreed.
That's the whole point of Bitcoins. Is that they're not trackable.
Well, there is
a
little more to the story is that he had another business called Business Cognition, which billed itself as being able to use the power of our client base to provide you with the tools and services required to both optimize and your expenses and maximize your profits. This is his other sort of business here. Apparently, he was a Texas resident who has done business as both Trenton Shavers and Don Schrentz. Mm. So this hustler may be one of his names. Maybe these names. And if that's the case, then they do have some kind of trackability on him. But let me tell you about an idea that somebody came up for an online internet currency before Bitcoins came out. This was an idea to set up a Deadpool. Know what this is, Ian?
It's where you bet on somebody going to die.
How they can die.
Like a celebrity or something.
Now, imagine somebody set up a Deadpool on a site. Maybe it would be a Tor site, or maybe it wouldn't be a Tor site, where you could just bet
Tor being an anonymized site.
An anonymized site, where you could bet on when people would die. And say I got upset with you, and I bet $20,000 that you would die on 1/1/2017.
Of a bullet wound to the head.
you could say that, but you wouldn't necessarily have to. And then somebody could bet against me, say one Bitcoin or something like that, mm-hmm. and say, no, I bet he dies tomorrow. Come and knock you off and get the Bitcoins that were in an escrow account.
Okay.
I mean, that's one of the things that an anonymous internet currency would allow. Do you get how that could be? So this, I mean... These things are possible with an anonymous currency.
There probably wouldn't be a whole lot of money in it.
I don't know. I mean, don't you think that people want other people dead?
Yeah, but I mean, you'd have to have somebody who was interesting enough to enough people to put money into
it. There are a lot of those
people. Account.
Most of them are politicians. They make a living out of threatening people.
You know, I don't support.
I don't
hitmen.
Either. I'm not advocating it. I'm only telling you how it could be done.
Right, but I can't
it's like
say
saying, there are these weapons out there. Yeah, I'm not using them, but they're out there. You should know about it.
It'd be hard to feel bad if it happened to a politician, though. I mean, not if they actually died, but you know, if they were scared because of something like that. Like scared to not.
It wouldn't be good
things.
PR.
It might
not good PR
for service from the side of government.
Yeah, that's what I mean. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line, the Bitcoin Ponzi scheme, or whatever you want to discuss, you can take control here. 855-450-3733. But you know, there are lessons to be learned, and one of them is to buyer beware and make sure you know what you're getting into. Make sure you know who the person is that's dealing with it. Don't just trust that he's, you know, being honest with you. His name's Pirate at 40, that's all you know about him.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by Friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, New World.
New World, where we are.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood. Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want here in the remaining moments. This live Labor Day edition of the program. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. We've got a lot of them. Listening options included broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of our streams. You can listen to them around the clock. So anytime you tune in, you'll hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live airing for you, and they're free. Just go to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in there. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, if you would like to listen via your mobile device, maybe you've got a smartphone, you're welcome to visit m, as in mobile.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com, and you'll get to our stream. You can get to our streams that way as well. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you want to talk about Bitcoin or intellectual property, we've been on kind of those two primary topics throughout the night tonight, or you can bring up anything you want. Since we're talking about things internet-related, I have a story that'll, I think, tie in here. This is from The Telegraph in the UK, telegraph.co.uk's Stephen Adams, their medical correspondent, reporting that although the World Wide Web has been around for less than a generation, Dr. Christian Montag from the University of Bonn said they had found a gene in people who could not drag themselves away from the internet, that is. Most were women. Dr. Montag said that biologically speaking, internet addiction had the same genetic cause as smoking addiction. He says, internet addiction is not a figment of our imagination. Researchers and therapists are increasingly closing in on it. Describing the impact of the genetic variant on those who had it, he said, within the group of subjects exhibiting problematic internet behavior, this variant occurs more frequently, in particular, in women. The sex-specific genetic finding may result from a specific subgroup of internet dependency, such as the use of social networks or such. He and colleagues drew their conclusions after interviewing more than 800 people about their internet habits, including how often they thought about it and how much of an impact they felt it was if it was denied to them. They also looked at the genetic makeup of 132 who seemed most addicted to the net, comparing them to what they considered healthy control group. They found that many of the 132 had the same genetic variant, which had previously been linked to nicotine addiction. More studies are needed, he says, but added that the current data already shows that there are clear indications for genetic causes of internet addiction, saying if such connections are better understood, it could result in important indications for better therapies.
So I wonder what they're talking about as far as the addiction goes. I mean, just checking people's Facebook updates on your you know, friends list.
I got a problem with that. I admit that I have a problem, and that's one of the first steps towards solving that problem. But I've been admitting I've had a problem for quite a while.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes I look and sometimes I don't. There's games on the internet that I find myself playing on a
pretty regular. I see you playing those a lot. Yeah.
I block every single game notification that comes from Facebook.
I want to know what other people's games notifications are. I mean, how annoying.
No, wait.
Well, I mean, I block all the game apps, period. Anytime something comes in and there's a new game app that I haven't blocked yet, it gets blocked.
That's
it
a lot
saves
of work.
Me a lot of headache on Facebook.
No,
It's not as much work as dealing with them constantly,
I suppose.
Dale's here from Flaming Freedom, which you can get over at
FlamingFreedom.com. Another plug.
But, Dale,
awesome.
You are somebody who actually quit Facebook for a time and then came back. So
right.
How has your usage of Facebook from the first iteration to your current iteration, has it changed? You know, was that break
yes.
that you took, did that help you?
It did. I really enjoyed it for a while, first off. It was a
enjoyed
great,
the break?
Yes. Oh, it was such a relief to get off of Facebook for a while. And I just kept going to, I would be in an event, a local event, for instance, and be talking to people, and something would have happened. And I'm like, and I would say, wow, really? When did that, I didn't hear about that. And like, oh, it was on Facebook. And what I found was I was just missing out on a lot because I wasn't addicted to Facebook, but everyone else was.
And so the world of Facebook. So
yeah, and I got back
it's
on
the internet.
I got back on for a couple of reasons. One was I realized it just was not a wise, just from a business point of view, as being in media, which really needs to be, you know, word of mouth is such a good promotion for media, as we talked about earlier. And being in media, it just made sense to be on it from a business perspective. Mm-hmm. I wanted to spread the word about the show and so forth, and I thought I need to at least be on and promote the show, even if I don't use it for anything else. Of course, once I got back on, I did use it for other things, but like I said, I moderated my usage by things like every time I see a game app, I block it. A new one pops up, I block it. And it keeps me, it saves me a little bit of information overload. So I've been going through this constant evolution of trying to figure out how to get around the information overload that Facebook is and try to get it to show me what I want to see and not too much more. And I did actually...
Sounds like a part-time job just doing all the settings.
I started off being very discreet about who I would accept as friends, too, but I quit that, too, because I realized that
really?
That's not really helpful in terms of trying to promote my show. I go ahead and take off invites now. But I you can restrict what you see from people and things like that.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily have to get bombarded with things from them. And if they I started off limiting not getting anything from them. If I got a friend request from someone I didn't know, I would just not take any of their notifications. I could block that. But then I realized it makes more sense to go ahead and just accept them. And if I start getting bombarded, then I will reduce what I see.
You're full bore on Facebook now. I mean, I don't take all the friend requests I get.
You used to.
I, at one point I did, and I just had so many. I still haven't gone through the
thousands. You didn't do a purge?
I don't know how. And, you know, I have to go through sort of one by one. And
that's
things
what you
like
got to do. By one.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't want a part-time job known as Facebook. And so, you know, they're there. And if they annoy me, I zap them.
Yeah.
But I try not to get annoyed too easily because people have their opinions, and their opinions are what their opinions are. If their opinion isn't killing people, then I usually don't get rid of them. But, Free Talk Live, we take, of course, you know, anybody can like our page.
Right.
But I have my own Facebook page, and I'm not going to just take anybody that I haven't met there. I try to take people I've met and talked to.
That tends to be my rule as well. But I have a problem, and the problem is that there's something interesting about what other people are doing. Like, you know, Facebook has so many useful posts sometimes. Like, I'll find a great prep story for the show on somebody's
sure
random
enough.
Post that they make because we have similar interests because of, you know, knowing each other in real life or whatever. And I find myself sometimes on the toilet looking at Facebook. You know?
sure.
Which is probably the best time to do it.
That's what I'm thinking.
But I also find myself just, it'll be late at night, and I'll have my work done. Of course, there's always something else I can do for work, but I'll have, like, the tasks I need to complete, like putting up the archives for the show. I'll have that done, and I'll find myself just looping on Facebook.
And you want more content,
yeah.
don't you? I've been in that position,
not
too,
sleep.
And here's what's frustrating is there is so much stuff out there that Facebook has to filter the content. I mean, you can't even really blame Facebook for that. Per se, you might be upset about how they do it or what the results end up being, but
that
for me
timeline.
Is Yeah. Oh, for sure. I hate timeline. But what I'm trying to figure out is this sort of engineering problem of trying to trick Facebook into showing me what I actually want to see instead of just sort of deciding for me what I'm going to see or what they want me to see for whatever weird marketing reasons and so forth. And so that's an interesting problem to try to solve by adjusting the notifications you get from different people and so forth. And if there are certain people, or I'm getting a lot of updates from certain people and I'm just not interested in them, then I kind of feel like if I filter those out, then more of the stuff I'm more interested in will start to make its way to my page and so forth.
Maybe I should start doing that. I haven't really spent much time doing that. I'll just kind of swing down the list of updates and look at what I like and kind of try to ignore what I don't. But maybe it will be. Maybe it's worth spending the extra time to try to more customize it. But then again, it's just like I'll get more emails in my Facebook. You know how the Google will let you filter your emails right into different labels and such. And at the end of the day, I'll have had 100+ emails come into Facebook if I've only had 50 come in elsewhere. And it's just crazy. When I got out of jail after 2 months, I had 1,500 messages in Facebook. Notices and things like that.
My problem is I don't have a smartphone. I don't really intend to get one for quite a while. There's a huge cost increase to suddenly switch to a smartphone versus just a basic cell phone that I have now prepaid. And so I go for long periods of time where I'm not at my computer, and that's fine. I don't get any updates that are happening during that whole time. And they're all getting pushed down to for the latest posts. And I might be interested in some of those older posts, but it really takes some digging to get those, and that's kind of frustrating. So I probably am missing a lot. So there's that issue that kind of bugs me. And I'm going to get the latest stuff, not necessarily the stuff I'm most interested in. And then the other thing is that it bugs me that people still do everything on Facebook. And I'm on there now so that I don't miss all that stuff.
But they ignore the other venues.
Yeah, and there are other people who aren't on Facebook. Especially if you're in the Liberty community, there are a lot of people that don't want to. They call it Fedbook. They don't want to be on there. And so I'm trying to encourage people, don't just put it on Facebook.
Right.
Put it elsewhere, too.
Yeah, like over at the Shire Society forums at forum.shiresociety.com. It's another great New Hampshire-based activism website. For those of you that are considering a move here as part of the Free State Project, you should go there at ShireSociety.com. Check out the forums. Also, the Free State Project has some great forums as well. You can go to FreeStateProject.org to learn more about a movement of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all coming to the same place. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
And now, Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything, because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.